This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Another cyclone could be headed for Myanmar. Forecasters say its projected path cuts right through the area still recovering from the May 3rd cyclone. The UN estimates the death toll could top 100,000 in the state previously known as Burma. The UN says about 2 million survivors still need help. Myanmar's military government has kept borders tight. Aid workers are struggling to get supplies and staffers inside. It's the same trouble, but in a new guise for baseball star Barry Bonds. Prosecutors filed a new indictment against him. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Last February, federal judge Susan Ilston decided the government's first indictment against Barry Bonds was poorly drafted. It alleged 19 instances where Bonds lied to a grand jury investigating the Balco doping scandal. But the indictment only charged him with 4 counts of perjury and 1 count of obstruction of justice. Ilston said it was wrong to clump the alleged lies into single charges. So Tuesday, prosecutors filed the new superseding indictment with 14 counts of alleged lying along with the obstruction of justice count. It doesn't allege any new lies. The indictment stems from Bonds' 2003 grand jury testimony when he said he didn't knowingly use banned drugs.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is speaking out. The famously private justice is testifying before Congress today about her struggle with her husband's Alzheimer's. O'Connor left the court in 2005 in part to devote more time to his care. She said next to nothing about this publicly. Now she's calling for more research and support for caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association estimates 10 million people take care of a relative or a friend with the disease. To sports and NBA playoff action, where the Detroit Pistons head to the Eastern Conference Finals last night. They knocked off the Orlando Magic to advance. They'll face the winner of the Boston Celtics-Cleveland Cavaliers matchup. That one is tied up 2-2. Game 5 is tonight. And the smallest car for sale in America is safe, too. It's called the Smart for 2, and it's 8 feet 8 inches long. To give you an idea, that's more than 3 feet shorter than even a Mini Cooper. The Smart car got the top safety rating from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They're the folks that do the big crash tests that you see on TV. If you've been to Europe, you've probably seen one of the two-seaters zipping around. They're now available in the U.S. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.